It's time to take a look at the top stories from this month. I joined PhD student David Weston from Cambridge University. He's been busy sifting through neuroscience research and comes up with his three favourite papers from the month.
So the first paper I'd like to talk about has really set the scientific community buzzing. It was published last week in the journal Nature by Louis Parada and his group over in the United States. And the group were able to identify a specific subset of cells growing within brain tumours, a kind of cancer stem cell. And these cells are thought to be responsible for the regrowth of tumours after chemotherapy.
How did these scientists actually find out about the new cells?
Well, the scientists use a genetically engineered mouse to fluorescently label this subpopulation of cells and track their survival during a course of chemotherapy. And what they found was that while the chemotherapeutic drugs killed some of the cells in the tumour, it failed to kill this subpopulation of cells. And what they then went on to show was that when the tumour regrew, all of the new tumour cells were actually derived from the chemotherapy-resistant cells.
So these cells are the parent cells of the new tumour cells. Why do you think this discovery is so critical in our understanding of cancer?
The results of the study seem to suggest that there may be a kind of cancer stem cell that could drive new tumour growth. And that's been kind of a controversial idea in the field. But now these cells that have been identified are so important because we might be able to specifically target them with drugs to maybe stop the tumours from regrowing.
So this study could have potential implications for the treatment of brain cancers, but also have a knock-on effect for our understanding of other types of cancers that are found in the body too. And your second paper?
Yeah, so the next paper I'd like to talk about gives support to the idea that you can learn while you're asleep. And people have long thought that one of the primary purposes of sleep is to consolidate memory, and so cementing information in your mind. But this week, Ken Paller and his colleagues at Northwestern University have shown that this process of consolidation is enhanced if you also learn while you're asleep.
So how did Paller test this theory?
Well, what he did was he taught 16 volunteers to play two different musical phrases using keys on a keyboard and visual cues from a computer. He then let the subjects go and have an afternoon nap, and when they entered a deep sleep, one of the melodies that they'd been practicing that morning was played to them. Now, when the subjects were tested after their nap, they found that the accuracy for both of the melodies was better than before, but more importantly, the accuracy for the melody that was playing while they were asleep was dramatically increased.
Let's hope that this kind of enhancement can carry over to other forms of information too. So, moving over to your final paper.
Yes, the final paper I'd like to talk about describes what happens to the brain when you learn a second language. Now, a lot of people say that it's easier to learn languages when you're younger, when you're a child, because your brain is much more adaptable. But the authors of the next paper, working at Dartmouth College, show evidence that learning a second language as an adult can make really big changes to the brain.
How did the authors of this paper actually measure these brain alterations?
Well, they used a technique called diffusion tensor imaging, which is a type of MRI scan that measures the diffusion of water in the white matter nerve tracts of your brain. So the scientists took monthly images of the brains of 27 people, and of those 27 people, 11 were put on an intensive modern standard Chinese language course. And what the researchers found was that the brains of the people learning the new language changed over the 9 months of the course compared to the control group. The people who were learning the language showed changes in the areas of the brain associated with language acquisition, as the authors had expected. But they also found that areas of the frontal cortex, the area right at the front of the brain, were also changed. And this really challenges the idea that the adult brain is not adaptable and shows that changes to the brain are important for acquiring new information in the form of learning a new language.
Exciting results showing that at any age we can exercise our brains by picking up a new skill, like learning a new language, and that this changes the connectivity. That last paper was published by Schlegel and colleagues in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, and that was David Weston from Cambridge University with his favourite papers from the month.